Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are we supposed to feel today as a country? How are we supposed to feel when we finally open up our eyes and realize that everything, virtually everything, that we have been spoon-fed by our leaders and by the media has been a lie? That's right. Almost everything that we have been spoon-fed has been a lie. And now that the truth is coming to light, I just want to stop and ask, how does it make everybody feel? Because I'm very curious. You know, I see these polls, and I see the polls that say, well, you know, Trump's ahead, but Biden still has about 40-some-odd percent support. From who? From who? Do we not now clearly see? Is it impossible for some people to open their eyes and see how many lies you have been told in order to control you? How many lies this propaganda machine known as the Democratic Party has tried to feed you in order to control you and fundamentally change this country into something you will never again recognize? About political lies, because you know what? Politicians have been lying about each other for years. My opponent is this. My opponent is that. Yeah, that's part of it. But we've come to understand that a lot of that is just political rhetoric, and we don't take it too seriously. But I think they've taken it over the top. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a man sentenced to 22 years in prison for helping to fuel an insurrection he wasn't even at. Wasn't even there. His name is Enrique Tarrio, and he's a chairman of the Proud Boys. He was sentenced to 22 years in federal prison. Wasn't there, folks. Now, let me make something very clear, and I'm not going to back down on this. There was no insurrection. If you're going to make me believe that there was a planned and orchestrated insurrection, then please explain to me why not one single person that entered that Capitol building on that day was armed. Show me an insurrection where people overthrew the government without firing a shot, with no arms, nothing. You won't find one because it does not exist, because there was no insurrection. There was, in fact, a riot, you know, just like the George Floyd riots. But those were honorable people who were expressing their discontent at what they felt was an unfair justice system and an unfair event. But when the right expressed their discontent at unfair justice system, that is an insurrection. And a man who wasn't even present at the insurrection gets 22 years, while Ray Epps, who was at the insurrection and telling people to tear down barricades and telling people, enter the Capitol, gets nothing. And you're going to tell me, I hope there's a Democrat out there listening, you're going to tell me that's fair? Explain to me how that's fair. Please explain to me in your infinite wisdom how a man who was caught on videotape telling other people to enter the Capitol was physically there on that day orchestrating the tearing down of gates and fences and telling people to enter the Capitol is not arrested, but a man who wasn't even there gets 22 years. Because it's a lie. This is called, we are sending a warning. We are sending a warning to anyone who tries to oppose our tyranny. We intend to be a tyrannical government who rules you with an iron fist. And if you in any way, shape, or form attempt to express your displeasure or say that it's unfair, you in fact will void your freedom and you will be arrested and thrown in jail. That's what they're doing to Donald Trump. Now, I can end this insurrection case against Donald Trump in 15 seconds. Let me just put on my fantasy cap for a minute, and I will be Marcus Kane, defense attorney for Donald Trump. And I will say, Mr. Trump, please take the stand. You've been accused of orchestrating an insurrection against the United States government to overthrow a duly elected president. Can I ask you, did you or did you not ask the powers that be at the Capitol that day if they would like tons and tons of National Guard put in case something happened? Yes, yes, I did. Okay, I rest my case. Why would a man who is orchestrating an insurrection want to put hundreds and thousands of National Guard in the way of it? Oh, wait, please answer me the question. Please, please. Somebody answer me that question. If I was going to rob a bank, I wouldn't say, could we get extra guards at that bank to surround that bank, right? Why would I do that? The answer is you would not do that because it's a lie. You've been lied to. You've been completely and utterly lied to. What is happening here is that they are trying to justify jailing political rivals, jailing opposition to their tyranny. You know, the English did this, right? They throw people in jail if they thought for a second that you were going to oppose them just ruling you with an iron fist. You can't say anything bad. The Chinese government will break right into television studios and haul away people who were saying, you know, the government did this and it's wrong. Oh, no, you can't say that. This is what our government has always been jealous of, those type of governments, because they have the ultimate power. Say something bad about us, you forfeit your freedom. And that's what they did, folks. This man forfeited his freedom by simply being a member of an organization that said, we don't think the vote was fair. And we want to express our discontent at the fact that we don't think that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Well, here's a newsflash. Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes. How can I prove it? Well, mathematically I can prove it. And here's how I can mathematically prove it. Joe Biden's approval rating has never been above about 50, 51. That's not 51% of the Americans that voted is not 81 million. So you're telling me people who disapproved of him voted for him. Does that make sense? I don't like him. I think I'll vote for him. See, when you change the laws in key states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, illegally changed those. What you basically did was you opened up the floodgates for people to ballot harvest and just simply walk into old age homes and find some person to scribble their name, and you check whatever box you want to check and you bring it back. You lied to the American people. You lied. But it's so much more than just insurrection, folks. Here comes another election season just around the corner where everyone's going to have to be campaigning, and oh, might be time for another COVID lockdown. It might be time for more COVID restrictions. Folks, it's already been proven that the first COVID restrictions did nothing. Did nothing. The masks did not work, just exactly as I told you from the beginning. Social distancing did nothing, just exactly what I told you from the beginning. So here we go again. You were lied to about the government's response. Oh, Donald Trump did a terrible job. Donald Trump actually sent ships off the coast of New York to act as hospitals for people who had COVID. When the situation became so out of hand, supposedly, that they may have to use nursing homes, the idea behind it was you take reasonably healthy people that's in a nursing home, put them in, and then you put COVID patients in there, not mix them in with COVID patients. Our esteemed governor, Cuomo, didn't understand that and said, let's put them in together. And then it's Donald Trump's fault that everybody catches COVID. No. By the way, those ships were never used. Cuomo never used them. Didn't use them because they didn't want to give Donald Trump credit for it. So you were lied to. You were lied to completely about that. You were lied to that the masks worked. You were lied to that the social distancing worked. You were lied to that staying in your home worked. You were lied to. Flat out lied to. And you've been lied to about many, many, many other things. Shall we go through a small list of them? Did Joe Biden not get on a stage and say, I have actual proof from 51 intelligence experts that my son's supposed laptop is just Russian disinformation, that Donald Trump and his friend Rudy Giuliani got bluffed into thinking was true because they're idiots. When Joe Biden said that, he already knew that his son's laptop was authentic because we have emails that show it. FBI had the laptop for an ample length of time before it. So he lied to you. He flat out lied to you. Now, an honest man might have said, that could be my son's laptop. And yes, he's a crack addict. And yes, he has a sex addiction, I guess. It's something a father has to go through, I guess. And, you know, it's a horrible thing. I don't think it should be brought up in a political campaign. I've done the best I can for my son. But at the end of the day, he's an adult. There's nothing on that laptop that in any way, shape, or form implicates me in anything wrong. Right? Wouldn't he have done that? The reason he didn't do that is he knew there were things on the laptop that implicated him. Otherwise, why would you lie? You'd just say, yeah, okay, I have a son that's, you know, completely unhinged. Remember when Carter had Billy Carter? You say, yeah, well, that's my brother. He's completely unhinged. That has nothing to do with me. He wants to go out and do X, Y, and Z. He's a grown man. I can't stop him. But it doesn't have anything to do with me. When you start lying for something, the reason you're lying is you're trying to save yourself. So you were lied to about that. You were lied to that I've never talked to my son about any of his business dealings. Well, we now know that one of Hunter Biden's business partners visited the White House a minimum of 36 times while Joe Biden was the Vice President of the United States, and Hunter was not there. Why is this man visiting the White House 36 times? And why do we now have emails that show that there's an official word about this is how you should handle this if you're asked any questions about it? Because you've been lied to, folks. I mean, the proof is right in front of your face. The idea behind this is very simple. Burisma was a crooked company that was being investigated by a Ukrainian prosecutor who was about to prove that they were a crooked company. They hired Hunter Biden for no other reason than he had access to Joe Biden, who then was in charge of the Ukraine and went down there and insisted that the Ukraine prosecutor who was about to bust them be fired. And he was fired. And Hunter Biden collected a whole bunch of money because guess what? Hunter Biden provided the access to Joe. So you were lied to about that. Remember the Russian collusion? Oh, Trump's a Russian agent. We have proof. We have a dossier here. Oh, well, yeah. And the dossier turned out to be what? Paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Paid for. By the way, with the full knowledge of James Comey and the FBI, who lied to you. You were lied to again. How many times do you need to be lied to before you start to recognize that they're not telling you the truth on purpose because they are implicit in it? I'm just scratching the tip of the iceberg, folks. I'm just giving you the big ones. We're going to get to some of these other ones. I'm just scratching the surface. Now we have these horrible wildfires in Maui. And we're told, well, apparently an electrical line came down, and with the high winds, it caused the fire. That's probably true. That's probably true. I am not suggesting, and I'm not buying into right now anyway, I'm not buying into any conspiracy theory that that was set on purpose. I don't necessarily believe that. However, I have some questions. Starting with, do you not find it a little bit odd that the police chief during this Maui is the exact same man who was the police chief at the time of the Las Vegas Strip shooting? John Pelletier. That's his name. He was the police chief. Remember the Vegas shootings that nobody ever figured out why that guy fired on a crowd? Oh, it's impossible to figure out. Well, we have just no idea how he got in all those weapons and fired on that crowd. It's a real mystery. However, every other shooting, that's because they're a mega terrorist. Unless, of course, you're a transgender, and then it's like, well, we have no idea. Did he leave behind a manifesto? Well, yes. Can we see it? No. Oh, see how that worked? So John Pelletier goes to Maui, and all of a sudden there's the wildfires. He won't answer any questions about them. One of the questions, I think, is a foremost question, is why did you block the only route out of the wildfires? Why did you barricade it all? Now, I understand that there were some routes out that they said were blocked by downed power lines, and that the power line company was working on them, and so their machinery and everything was blocking the roadways, but there was still one roadway that led out of there, and you barricaded. People had to take dirt roads or drive literally onto actual property to go uphill to try to get away. And I've not heard one good, solid reason why. Not one. And when you ask the chief of police, he says, I have no comment. Well, you need to have a comment, because that is a question that people have the right to ask and have the right to have answered. Why wasn't there an organized effort to say, okay, we know there's going to be a flood of cars trying to get out of here. Let's make sure we have one single, at least one roadway. Here's a better idea. If there were live wires down and you were working so diligently on fixing one, you just shut the electricity off so everybody could drive over. If you were worried about that, just shut them down. Shut the grid down. Did you ever think about doing that? No, you pointed the direction back and told people to go back in the direction of the wildfire. Now, at worst, your response to this is horrible. It's bordering on criminal. You sounded no alarm, and the Einstein who was responsible for that said, well, we don't really have a fire alarm. We have a tsunami alarm, and I didn't want people to think it was a tsunami, because then they might barricade themselves in their homes rather than leave. Well, you're going to have to do something. Why don't you have a fire alarm? Why? I mean, I think that's a question that bears asking. Another question that bears asking is it not true? And you're going to hear, by the way, on the news that this is not true. So let me just preface this by saying the official word on this is a conspiracy theory. In fact, people met talking about making certain places in Hawaii smart places where it was controlled by AI, but it wasn't going to be Maui, and it wasn't going to be strictly Maui. They were just discussing things globally. And anybody who says they were going to turn Maui into a smart island, that's a conspiracy theory. That's not true. I've seen the map. Why do you have a map of Maui then? Why do you have a map of Maui with a step plan? Why do you have that? And why, when one man, during some of these Maui hearings that they had here, where the people got to speak their mind, when he said, I want people to raise their hand that's involved in this, your companies that sent you here are involved in this, no one would raise their hand, and then he showed them a list and said, you come from this company, you come from that company, you're all involved in this. How come you won't raise your hand? Now, I'm not suggesting these fires were started on purpose. I have no evidence of that. What I am suggesting is, just like all of these crazed liberals, they never let a crisis go to waste. COVID was real, too. People died of COVID. If you're going to sit here and say COVID was phony, well, that's stupid. Of course it wasn't phony. People died of it. But as long as you had that disaster, you took full advantage of it to try to press an agenda. So you lied to people. You're lying to people right now about Maui. Come now, instead of getting FEMA in there and talking about having these people recover their land and recover their property, you have places like BlackRock and the government saying, how much you want for your land? We'll give you a little, we'll give you this much. How come you're trying to do that? How come you're trying to buy up all the land? That's their land. They bought it. And now in their most desperate hours, when they say we're broke and we've lost everything, you say, we'll give you pennies on the dollar for it, peon, so we can use it the way we want to use it. You're being lied to. You're being lied to about the responses here. The responses were hideous. They cost I don't know how many deaths. And now the government does not want to let this crisis go to waste, so they're saying, oh boy, land grab time. Just like COVID. Oh boy, we can change the voting laws because of COVID. Aren't we so lucky that COVID happened? Oh boy, we got the people riled up enough so that they're ready to riot in the Capitol. We can call it an insurrection and try to get Donald Trump removed from the ballot. Once again, this is a 5-second case. Mr. Trump, did you offer thousands upon thousands of National Guard to guard the Capitol on the day of that incident? Yes, I did. Nobody tries to have an insurrection and then sends thousands and thousands of guards to stop them. Why would you do that? It's an open and shut case. It shouldn't take 5 seconds. If there was a judge with a brain in their head, they wouldn't even allow this case because they'd say, well, it's very obvious he asked if they wanted all this extra protection. Anyone who was attempting to lead an insurrection would not try to get the opposition more arms. There wasn't one person with a gun. So if Donald Trump said all, if Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell said, yeah, send the National Guard, no one would have ever gotten into the Capitol because they would have had weapons, and nobody there had any weapons. So there wouldn't have been this so-called insurrection, right? So who's responsible for what happened at the Capitol that day? I would say not Donald Trump. I would say Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. How come they're not on trial? And then, oh, he's on trial because he questioned the election. I want you to listen to something.
I think it's also critical to understand that, as I've been telling candidates who have come to see me, you can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you.
I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
The president is an illegitimate racist occupying the White House.
The Russian weighing in on the election, the Russian attempt to hack the election, and frankly, the FBI's weighing in on the election, I think makes his election illegitimate.
Well, there you have it, folks. Hillary Clinton says the election was stolen. Why isn't she up on charges? Kamala Harris says Donald Trump's an illegitimate president who stole the election. How come she's not up on charges? Isn't that what Donald Trump is being brought up for, questioning the election, trying to pretend it was a fraudulent election when it wasn't? Well, what did they just do? Did I just hear that correctly? I think I heard that correctly. This is getting out of hand. You have to understand that at this point in time, I am no longer going to blame the Democratic Party or these loony liberals for their lies. I'm not going to blame them for it. I am now blaming mostly the media who's propagating these lies by keeping repeating them until they're in your head when they're not true. But I'm also going to blame you. And I'll tell you why I'm going to blame you. Because the 40-some-odd percent of you who think Joe Biden will make a great second term and that the government's just everything, it's just wonderful, you're living an illusion. You're the person who, when your significant other, red-handed, with a hotel key and a pair of underwear that doesn't belong to them, saying, well, no, they didn't do anything wrong. Well, after a while then, you know, if it happens 6, 8, 9 times and you just say, no, no, everything's wonderful, okay, then you're living in illusion, and I guess you're happy living that illusion, and being lied to is what you enjoy, so that's fine. Then enjoy your life. But for the rest of you, it's time you woke up. You were lied to about the insurrection, and people have went to jail over it, prison over it, for 22 years now. Do you understand that? I know some of you liberals who say, oh, I got a seatbelt ticket, and that cop only gave it to me because I am African-American, and he was white, and that's why. Oh, seatbelt ticket's too much. But this guy, who's a Cuban immigrant, is going to go to jail for 22 years when he wasn't even at the Capitol, and you don't care. Meanwhile, a guy who's telling people to go into the Capitol is just walking around a free man. No problem. Nothing to see here. It's perfectly okay that Donald Trump is up on so many charges, he'd actually go to jail for a longer period of time than Jeffrey Dahmer. And I just played you a tape of people saying the exact same thing that he said. Exact same thing. Donald Trump said go peacefully to the Capitol. Maxine Waters said if you see a Trump supporter, you get out of your car. You confront, you tell them they're not welcome here. They're not welcome in the marketplace. They're not welcome in the workplace. They're not welcome in your restaurants and shopping malls. That's not a call to violence? What is that? What is that? Explain to me what that is. Now I'm tired of this. And I'm no longer blaming them because you're the ones who's swallowing it. Enough! I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. I don't care if you voted Democrat since you were old enough to fill out a ballot. You better wake up. These are not Democrats. These are socialists, communists, and fascists. And they're trying to disguise themselves as Democrats so your stupid ass will vote for them, and then they can rule you. So you want to be ruled? Be ruled. Remember during COVID I told you there were people calling me everything. And I said the truth will come out. And when the truth comes out, I have earned the right to tell you, I told you so. Well, I've earned the right. I told you so. I told you during the Russian collusion, you're going to find out that this was all rigged by the Democratic Party and probably paid for by the Democratic Party. Oh, amazing. I was right. They are so obvious with their lies that I no longer blame them. If your husband comes home late from work with perfume all over him and he says, I was kidnapped by a UFO, and they have this really funny odor in their spaceship, and you say, okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, well, then you're an idiot. You're an idiot, and you know, enjoy your idiocy. Because that about makes as much sense as what the Democrats are saying now. Donald Trump is an insurrectionist who offered to supply the whole goddamn National Guard to stop him. Oh, that makes sense. Let me go to the phones. Got my caller here is Tom B. Stone from Talk 29. You can hear him on Wednesdays at 30 with his show, Don't Get Me Started. Tom, the lies are now being revealed and the truth is starting to leak out.
Well, greetings, my friend. Well, you know, I've been for the last, I'd say conservatively for the last week, I've had to pull my boots up because the bullshit's getting thick. And what's really infuriating is that the mainstream media, the paid Democrat operatives are spinning everything they get their hands on to try to convince the American people that their way is the way, that their word is the gospel. And if you don't believe it, then you're an insurrectionist or you're a, you know, right-wing nut job. You're a Trumpy. You're this, you're that. Let's clear this up. everybody knows. We're on to them. We're a lot smarter than they think. And they're just feeding us this bullshit. And this is exactly what – isn't this exactly what Nazi Germany did? Isn't this exactly what China does to this day?
Of course it is. And again, we've just scratched the surface. Let me go to this briefly. Oh, it was a conspiracy theory that Jeffrey Epstein had an island where underage girls were being sex trafficked to important VIPs. Really? Well, we found it. We found it. Oh, it's just a conspiracy theory that people flew on his plane and they were going there for that reason. Well, let me ask you a question. If you flew on a guy's plane 10, 12 times to a private island, and he was accused of being a drug trafficker, and 85% of the people who flew on the plane were arrested for drug carrying, would you not assume then that that's probably why you were going to the island? How come everybody on that flight list, 90% of them have suspicions of being a sexual predator? That's very interesting, isn't it? Oh, but nothing was going on there. Remember when we were told that? We were told there is no island. That's a conspiracy theory. Can you imagine the stupid right-wingers who believe there's an island somewhere that a man owns and he ships young girls there to be forced into sexual whatever with dignitaries? Ha, 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 those stupid right-wingers. Except it's true. We're running out of conspiracy theories because they're all being proven true. Sounds outrageous. But there it is in black and white, right? Let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Mark.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right.
This is your old buddy,
what's
your Adam.
What's your thoughts,
my
Adam?
My thoughts are it's completely true. It's like watching the Maury show where the guy says, oh, no, it's a lie. No, it's a lie. No, that couldn't have possibly happened.
Yeah, I mean, how many times do we have to be lied to and told we're the idiot? Oh, if you don't wear a mask and you don't believe that masks can save you, you're an idiot. You're killing people. Well, now we know that the mask did nothing. And when qualified virologists were trying to tell you the masks aren't going to work, they were shut down. They were told you can't speak. You're being kicked off YouTube. You're being kicked off Twitter. You're being kicked off Facebook. Why? Why were they being kicked off? Because that didn't suit their narrative. Everything that you've been told, and I probably only know some of it, everything you've been told from the Democratic Party for the last I don't know how long has been a lie. And let me explain something to you folks out there who may be a little skeptical. If you think for one moment that a man who visits the White House 36 times to talk to the Vice President of the United States, if you think that that man, the Vice President, who was put in charge of the Ukraine and fired a prosecutor under the threat of not giving that country money that was earmarked for them by the President of the United States of America isn't in on it, then I want to ask you a question. The Vice President has no power to do that. The Vice President can't hold back that money. What did Joe Biden say? His own words. He said, if you don't believe me, call Barack. Call Barack. He'll tell you you're not getting the money. Oh. Well, that means Barack was in on it then. Because if I was the president and I didn't know anything about this, and Joe Biden called me and said, hey, Barack, I'm going to withhold this money because they won't fire a prosecutor, I'd be like, are you out of your goddamn mind? That money is earmarked for them and they're getting it. Why do you want to fire a prosecutor for? Get your ass back here and stop being an old idiot. Oh, but he didn't do that, did he? Because he was in on it. They were all in on it. They understood what was going on. We're so worried about Donald Trump paying his taxes when the man was the only president in modern history to actually go down in income while he was the president. While these guys Joe Biden literally on $150,000 a year buys the DuPont mansion, which is probably, I don't know how many millions of dollars. How many millions of dollars? $20 million, $30, $40, $50 million to buy the DuPont mansion? He couldn't even afford the taxes on $150,000 a year. Please explain to me how you afforded that. And how come no one ever asked you the question, how do you do that? If you work at Walmart and you show up with a Ferrari, you don't think your workers are going to say, how do you afford a Ferrari on a Walmart salary? Or how come Joe Biden can buy the DuPont estate and not one politician says, wait a minute, I make the same amount as you. I couldn't afford anything close to that. Where'd you get that money? But they're worried about Trump's money, which he got all before he was the president. It's a joke, folks. It's a joke. You've been lied to. Everything has been a charade. Thankfully, some of the truth is coming out, but I warn you ahead of time. All you people are celebrating. I warn you ahead of time. If you think that this doesn't go into the Republican Party, you're insane. Mitch McConnell also had the power to say, yes, I want those National Guards deployed to the Capitol, and he didn't. He was in on it, too. They don't want Trump to be the president. They knew what was going to happen that day. In fact, they had people in that crowd inciting. And probably Ray Epps was one of them. I would assume. Do I have proof? No. I'm going by common sense, which is the name of this show. Common sense tells me that if a man who wasn't even anywhere near Washington gets 22 years in prison for helping to lead an insurrection, that a man who was telling people, you must go into the Capitol, we must tear down these fences, well, he'd get 50 years, wouldn't he? He's not getting not one day. Why? I'll tell you why, because he was there on purpose to instigate it. Why did Nancy Pelosi have camera crews documented? These are questions that need to be asked. Why did Nancy Pelosi's own daughter, when she thought she was not being filmed, laugh and say, there was no insurrection, everybody knows that? How come? How come that's not all over the news, by the way? How come it's not all over the news that Nancy Pelosi's own daughter admits there was no insurrection that day? Because they don't want you to know it. You have to go digging for it, and maybe you'll find it on one of these small sites somewhere where people are actually being honest. Now we're seeing, by the way, evidence that Jeffrey Epstein was blackmailing Bill Gates. Oh, amazing. I thought they were friends, but not that kind of close friends, and they were just associates. Listen to me very carefully, folks. The Jeffrey Epstein thing, if you think he was murdered in his cell, and please, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining and tell me that the man committed suicide. Not only is that stupid, but the number one forensic expert in the United States of America says it's ridiculous. You think he was killed because, oh, well, there might have been a few people on that flight log that it would have been inconvenient. We already got the flight log. He was killed because it leads to a bigger can of fish than just 15-year-old girls being prostitutes. It leads to blackmail. It leads to political corruption. It leads to money laundering. It leads to the very heart of Washington, D.C., where both Republicans and Democrats were in on the same good old boy game and fooling you. You know who wasn't in on all this? Donald Trump. That's why they didn't want him to be the president, because they figured, well, we can't blackmail him. Everything he does is right out in the open. You know, they call him Teflon Don, right? They're saying, well, no matter what happens to Donald Trump, it doesn't seem to affect him. You know why? Because he puts it right out front. He doesn't hide it. Here's Joe Biden saying, that laptop is phony. And then you realize it's not phony. I never talked to my son about business. And then you find out he talked to his son about business. I never had any meetings with anybody. And then you find out he had meetings. I never got any money, and neither did my family, from any of these people. And then you find out 10, 12, 14 people in his family did. And it's all lies. And you realize he's a goddamn liar. Donald Trump be the first person to say, oh, yeah, I was absolutely in on that. Made a whole bunch of money. Why wouldn't I? See, that's the problem. He is so upfront with the American people, you got nothing to blackmail. You got E. Jean Carroll, who was possibly the stupidest woman, and someone I literally know. I had a business contact with E. Jean Carroll for a good month and saw her on a weekly, if not twice a week basis. and I found her to be completely disingenuous. She lied about her credentials. She lied about potential business. She lied about a lot of things. She's lying about Donald Trump, too. She'll get a big fat settlement over it, and she doesn't care because that's the type of person she is. You see, folks, it's not the liar who's the problem. It's the people who believe the lies. A liar is always going to be a liar. But a liar can't cause you any harm if you don't believe them. So now, Tom, the ball is no longer in the court of the Democrats or the liberals. The ball is now in the court of the American people. They have to stop believing these lies.
And I'll speak on the E. Jean Carroll thing. I was a part of that, and I thought exactly the same thing. I just thought, you know, at first I thought she was weird, and she was overly friendly, but I read right through that as well as the rest of us. And lo and behold, how many years later, here she is. And just comes right out of the woodwork. I saw the interview with her on CNN telling the host that most people think of rape as a fantasy and as something sexy. She named her dog Vagina, for crying out loud. This is a woman who's...
Well, look, I don't want to talk. I don't want to get into her personality because I don't care. All I'm going to tell you is this. There are people who you can judge for yourself on whether they are trustworthy and whether they are honest. Now, I'm going to tell you that I can name you 7 to 10 things in the last month and a half that Joe Biden has lied to the American people about. So now you tell me whether you think he's trustworthy and honest. If every word that came out of someone's mouth that you knew was a lie, an provable lie, at some point you do one of two things. You either stop believing them and you take everything they say with a grain of salt and you just say, whatever, they just talk. Or you live in a fantasy world where everything they say is true because it's what you want to believe. See, the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats is this, folks. The Republicans, for the most part, not all of them, for the most part, these new breed of Republicans are telling you what needs to happen, even if you don't like it. What the Democrats are doing is telling you lies, and you believe it because it's what you want to happen. Oh, we're going to have a world where even the poorest person is rich enough. Even if they want to stay home all day and finger paint or do interpretive dance, they'll be able to earn the same amount of money as a construction worker. No, they won't. And I'll tell you why they won't. Because who the hell is going to go out in the hot sun and dig into the blacktop for the same amount of money that they could sit home and finger paint for? You're not going to have anybody to do those things. Think about it. There are guys right now who are saying, well, wait a minute. For $18 an hour, I take care of an elderly person, and I have to clean up their diaper, and I have to deal with their whatevers, and I have to get them up and lift them and put them into bed, and I have to do their laundry and their cooking and their cleaning and put up with all that the stuff that's not so pleasant. I can say welcome to Walmart and make $18. Then I'm not doing it. And then there's a person who doesn't have a caregiver. Because they're going to say, well, we can't afford to raise your wages. See what I mean? So they're giving you an illusion. They're feeding you an illusion. And because you want to believe it and say, oh, boy, I'm going to get to sit home and play Super Mario, and I still have as much money as the guy who's out there selling me Super Mario. No. Oh, boy, we're going to have electric cars. What would have happened if you had electric cars in Maui? Please. Talk to me about what would have happened if everybody's car in Maui was electric when the electric grid went down. Want to have that conversation? Let's have that conversation. You know all those people who did manage to get out? Where would they have been? Amazing, right? Just amazing. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you another lie. Joe Biden saying, no, our exit from Afghanistan was wonderful and great. Well, now we have emails where Joe Biden was going ballistic, saying how badly everybody screwed up. Oh, wait a minute. He told you it was great. He lied to you. Instead of just taking responsibility, what would you do? I want all of you liberals to answer me a question. If your child was stealing and you said, did you take that from the store? No. Are you sure? Yes, a man gave it to me. At what point are you going to say, wait a minute, my kid's a thief, and I can't keep telling my kid it's okay. My kid's marching right back in that store and giving that back so they know that stealing isn't okay. That's what you do as a parent, wouldn't you? Well, then how come you're voting for a man who's lying to you and you're not saying, no, you don't get to lie to me. You don't get to lie to me and get my vote. You don't get to think I'm stupid and I'm just going to believe your fantasies and get my vote. They've come for this country. They come preaching a lie. The lies are now being exposed. So now it's not the fault of the liar. It's the fault of the people who believe the lies. They've proven themselves to be compulsive liars. There's no CRT in schools, except there is. Drag queens are perfectly innocent. All they're doing is reading to children, really. Well, how come they don't go to an old age home and read to the old age people? How come they don't go to the veterans' homes and read to a veteran? How come it's only just children? Did you ever ask yourself that? Did anybody ever stop to say, how come drag queens only visit schools with little children? How come they don't go to the old age home? How come they don't go to the shut-in? How come they don't go to the veteran? How come they don't go to the hospital? Huh? Oh, the teachers' union had nothing to do with keeping the schools closed during COVID, except now we know that they did. Oh, I never said that masks don't work, except now we know you did. The lies have continued for so long that we now have this ugly situation where the Democratic voters believe the lies. I still talk to Democrats who say Joe Biden had nothing to do with his son's business dealings, and they just won't accept it. You could show them a video. You could show them a video of Joe Biden saying, ha-ha, pulled one off on them. Boy, we sure did. You and me, Hunter, we're going to be rich. And they'd say, well, that's AI. You've rigged that somehow, because that's how delusional and sick they are. They've come for your money, and they've taken it. They've come for your safety. You can't even get on a subway. They come for your children with drag queens and librarians who are handing out sexually explicit books to eight-year-olds, sex change operations changing someone's gender without parents' permission in school. They've come for your stove. They've come for your air conditioners. They've come for your cars. You know, people think I'm making this up. 5 minutes after Joe Biden was announced to be the actual president of the United States and sworn in, a commercial appeared on television that said, think of a world where you own nothing, but you're happier because you don't have the responsibilities of an owner. The government owns it all, and you just rent it. And if something bad happens, you know what that's called? Communism. They pulled that commercial. They played it once, and then they pulled it because they realized, they revealed that their goal is communism. And they're starting with your children because your children are eventually going to be the future. So if they can program your children to think the way they think, then you have no hope of ever winning an election again. However, look on the bright side. The bright side is this. Your children grow up. Today's college student who says Biden is much better than Trump is tomorrow's worker who says, where's the F is all my money? Why is gas $4 a gallon? Why is food this high? Why is rent this high? How come they're taking all this money? And then they wake up. At least some of them do. Here's a question I think is worth asking. How come Joe Biden just sent another billion to the Ukraine, and he gave people in Maui $700 each? How come that billion doesn't go to the Ukraine? I mean, to the people in Maui. How come the billion doesn't go to the people in Florida? How come it goes to the people in the Ukraine to kill more people? Because they want the war. I've been trying to tell you. I'm not taking Vladimir Putin's side. Putin's an evil son of a bitch. But what I'm trying to tell you is they take advantage of the disaster. This war is a disaster, and they say, how do we benefit from it? That's the first thing the Democrats do. COVID hit. It's going to kill a bunch of people. That's terrible. How do we benefit from it? Wildfires in Maui was accidentally caused by an electrical company. How do we benefit from it? Can we get their land? Can we grab their land? Oh, war broke out in the Ukraine. How do we benefit from it? That's their first goal. Who was it that said, never let a disaster go to waste? It was Rahm Emanuel. You know, Rahm Emanuel, Obama's right-hand man. Never let a good disaster go to waste. Is how do we benefit from your suffering, not how do we help your suffering. These are the elected people. They're supposed to be there when you need them, not to say how do we enrich ourselves off your misfortune. But that's what they do, folks. That's what they do. And if you're going to allow them to do it, I can't help you. I cannot help you. I can only tell you the facts, and you can choose to believe them, or you can choose not to. But my track record here has been pretty good. The things I've told you about COVID all ended up true. Things I told you about the Russian disinformation all ended up true. Things I told you about Epstein all ended up true. Things I told you about CRT in school and the drag queens all ended up true. And the things I told you about January 6th all ended up true. And now, 2 weeks after I said it, you hear people on the news saying, do you think the ultimate goal of the Democratic Party might be to just have Donald Trump removed from the ticket in some key states? Well, that's an interesting concept. Yeah, it's an interesting concept I told you about a month ago. Am I smarter than you? No. See, this is what I'm trying to say. I'm not blowing my own horn and saying, I am so much smarter and I have such better sources. I have no sources, folks. Zero sources, and I knew it. So did they. They knew it. They wait to give you the news. It is selectively decided. When will we release this that we know? Well, we won't do that until this particular time. Oh, okay. So all the news agencies gets the word, you don't release that until a certain time. But they've known it all the time. The FBI could have easily came out when Joe Biden said that's Russian disinformation, my son's laptop, that's fake. The FBI could have came out and said, well, that most certainly is not fake. We've had this for months and months, and it is, in fact, Hunter Biden's laptop. Did they do it? No, they didn't do it. They waited till after the election. You know why? Because now we know 1 in 6 people who voted for Biden wouldn't have voted for him, which would have made Donald Trump the president. And then you're going to tell me this was the cleanest election in history because you're lying. It gets to the point, Tom, where you have to blame the people who believe the lies and not the liars.
Yeah. And it doesn't – it really doesn't take a rocket scientist to just, you know, put two and two together. It's just lie after lie after lie after lie. I can get it if you – believed in it first, and then you're told different, and then those different things you're told are confirmed, but yet the main media outlets are still telling you, like MSNBC are telling you that it's a, you know, that it's a lie and it's all the Republicans, and the proof is, you know, something as like Joe Biden falling asleep at the memorial in Maui. Who was the
worse than falling asleep? You know, there are people saying, oh, did you see Joe Biden? He's so senile. He walked out on that gold medal recipient before the ceremony was over. He didn't even know he was supposed to stay. Well, what part did he walk out on? Oh, he walked out on the religious part of it. Think that's an accident? The president of the United States didn't know he had to stand there during the benediction, huh? Country cannot be overthrown unless they destroy your morals. Because no matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, an independent, or you've never voted in your life and you don't even know what a political party is, we all have ingrained morals. We know what right and wrong is. And they have to dissolve that. So you don't care if it's wrong as long as it suits your political ideology. I do care if it's wrong. I do care. If someone said something that was absolutely incorrect about Joe Biden, I would be the first person to say, that's not true. It's not what he said, or that's not what he did. You are stretching the truth, and that is not fair. I'd be the first person to say it. I have said it about Obama and Joe Biden. But if Donald Trump was to do any little thing, it's throw him in jail, hang him. They wouldn't care if they hung him. If tomorrow they said, we're hanging Donald Trump in the town square, a lot of people would show up to be like, hang him, hang him, hang him, like Salem, Massachusetts in 1692. There wasn't one single person in Salem, Massachusetts that was a witch. You want to go visit the graves of them all? Because I have. There were no witches. They were just evil people who wanted power. Well, we now have evil people that want power. And you're ready to believe the lies again. Everybody's a witch. Everybody's a witch that does not agree with you. Gotcha. Gotcha. You need to get your morals back, folks. This country needs to get its morals back. Why do you think they're trying to destroy the church and everything like that? Because they don't want you to have those type of morals. They want you to grow up moralists where you just say whatever has to happen has to happen. How do you think these drug cartels function when they boil people alive and cut their arms off with chainsaws? And you, in order to get into the cartels, you have to raise a puppy to a dog and then slaughter it so you have no feeling. Because they don't want you to have any morals. It's all about business. It's all about power. That's the way they want you to be. They don't want you to have any morals. Tell on your own family if they're not wearing a mask. Call up against your neighbor if they're not social distancing. And we'll send the police. They're trying to destroy the moral fiber of this country so they can take over this country. And they're doing it to some people. Because they are no longer accepting right and wrong unless it's on their side. Joe Biden can do no wrong. Donald Trump can do no right. This is the degradation of our morals as a country. And this is the way they ultimately will conquer us if you allow them to do it. You now have to make that conscientious decision. Are you going to believe the lies, or are you going to stand up and say, you're a liar even though I don't like the person you're lying about? I hope there's enough of you out there listening to the sound of my voice that have had enough and say, no, I will not allow this to happen, not even to somebody I dislike politically. Because if there isn't, God help us, because this country's done.
Marcus Cain, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.